and make it feel extra special. Hambly's Brand Source Home Furnishings, your custom furniture destination. Your style, your way. Visit us at hambliesbrandsource.ca. Love it, live it.
Ocean 100 weather brought to you by Hambly's Brand Source, 86 Kensington Road. Rain mixed with snow ending near noontime. Then it's a chance of showers or flurries through the afternoon. Windy today at a high of 6. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Chance of some showers or flurries. Those winds becoming light this evening at a low of 1. Saturday, mainly cloudy. Chance of showers or flurries and a high of 4. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Right now, 1 in Summerside, 1 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
For those of you just tuning in,
In case you're wondering, this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Ocean 100.
Hey there, happy Friday, and we're getting geared up for a weekend, but also getting geared up for the eclipse on Monday. We'll have Megan Glover from the UPEI Physics Department with us here very shortly to chat about it. Also, Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. What number on a bingo card is two little ducks? Text me your answer.
All you got is this moment. 21st century's yesterday. You want a mic?
7:39 Ocean 100. Good morning. Fridays are always just a touch more fun because we always have a special guest with our interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And we thought, you know what, since the solar eclipse was happening on Monday, that we should get somebody in here who maybe knows more than us about solar eclipses. All right. So please welcome to the show from the UPEI Physics Department, Megan Glover. Thank you for being here. Welcome.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Do you have a big background in radio, too, as well as physics?
Not much.
We will after this.
Getting a little bit more as this goes on.
Fantastic. Yeah. Let's talk about the eclipse here in just a second or two. All right. You got a lot of good street cred here. I got your bio. So you are definitely the right person to be talking to here. So what do you do at UPEI?
So my title's lab technician, which doesn't really describe a lot of what I do.
Okay.
I'm split between physics and engineering, half and half. So on the physics side, I do a lot of teaching first year physics labs, setting up for the labs, writing, you know, the curriculum side of that. And then on the engineering side, I do more supporting professors who are teaching labs, so providing, setting up for them, procuring materials. And then a small part of my job is outreach, and it's just where the astronomy stuff comes
right.
in. So we have a little observatory, we hold public events with that when we can, and we do some education on the topic.
That is very neat.
Yeah.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from PEI. I grew up in Mount Melek. I went to Glenn Stewart for elementary school.
Shout out Glenn Stewart.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
We were chatting about that because Megan also, she started her school at the primary
In Mount Herbert. The orphanage in Mount Herbert.
So we were chatting about our shared experience.
Gotcha.
In
the oddities of that building. So,
nice.
Yeah. And then I graduated from Charlottetown Rural. I went to UPEI and then spent about a decade various places off island elsewhere in Canada. I did working holiday visa in Scotland for a couple of years.
Wow.
And then when I came back, I started working at UPEI, and I live in Suffolk now. I built a house out there
gotcha.
2 years ago.
So it's your passion, basically, is what you're saying.
I really I like knowing how things work, and I seem to have a knack for explaining it to other people. So that's kind of how I ended up where I am.
I love it.
We've spoken with different interesting islanders, and I'm always fascinated when someone says, I knew from a really young age that I had this passion or this interest. So I see that, you wrote a report on the planet Neptune back in elementary school in grade 5. And, was that where your first, kind of engagement or decision to be this stuff is really interesting and I'd like to follow this?
Yeah, it's sort of the first time I remember, actually what I talked about or learned in science in school. I'm sure we were doing it before.
Yeah.
But, and then after that, I was always a big reader. I started reading about lots of things. And so that led me to, I knew when I started university, I wanted to do either physics or engineering or math. And I kind of ended up in the physics path. And I just kind of, it was something that I found interesting and I kept going at it. I didn't necessarily know what job I was going to end up doing with it, but it worked out all right.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely sounds it anyways. Yeah. And we're going to get into the solar eclipse here, but you say that you do a lot of community outreach, so you probably have answered, I would say, every question that could possibly come up about the solar eclipse.
Maybe. I always find young children are great at throwing out new ones to me that I hadn't quite figured before, so maybe we'll get some new ones.
Okay, you wait and see the adults that are going to chime in here this morning, though. Yeah. If you have a question for Megan about the eclipse, which is coming up on Monday, send us a text or an email. Let us know what your question is, and we'll relay it, and we'll see if we can't get those answers for you. We got the right person here for the job. Megan Glover is our Interesting Islander today here on Ocean 100.
The average family loses at least three of these each year. Hey, it's Darcy. Join us weekday mornings on the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Darcy's Trivia, brought to you by Robin's Donuts. Call
Face 99. Hurry, this offer ends Sunday, only at Sleep Country.
Rain mixed with snow ending near noon, then cloudy with a chance of rain showers or flurries. Winds will decrease, a high of 6 today. Tonight is mainly cloudy. That chance of rain showers or flurries continues. Winds becoming lighter overnight and a low of +1. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy again with the chance of rain showers or flurries. Wind gust of 40 in the morning, a high of +4. Right now it is 1 degree in Summerside and in Charlottetown.
Late buses this morning, a bus 6:30 Rodney McIsaac serving Three Oaks family of schools running 30 minutes late, and bus 5:29 Dana MacArthur serving Three Oaks family of schools is running 30 minutes late. And just let me check my emails because I saw one just come in, and that is bus 5:33 serving Three Oaks family of schools running 1 hour late.
That's in real time, Scott.
Real time bus reporting.
Amazing.
Professional.
Okay, so if you're peeking out your blinds right now, kind of wondering if I'm going to be at your door today with the home makeover takeover, we postponed it because of the weather. I know you're looking at it, you're like, it's just raining out there right now, but we want it to be safe and everything, you know, so we did it. We're going to do it on Monday.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At an abundance of caution.
Yes. So put your robe back on, go back to bed. All right. We'll be doing it on Monday instead. And Monday is a big day because of the solar eclipse. We will talk more about that with Megan Glover from the UPEI Physics Department coming up next on Ocean.
Time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
It is 7:50 at Ocean 100. Eyes peeled for the flashing lights on school buses this morning. They are rolling one more time this week, and then we're into the weekend. Let's do it. And of course, after we're through the weekend, it's eclipse time on PEI, and our Interesting Islander today from the UPEI Physics Department is Megan Glover. Megan, thanks again for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much for hooking us up with some solar eclipse glasses. We'll check in with Tanis here before too long, and we'll see where she is, and she's going to be handing out individual pairs of those glasses to some lucky listeners here in just a little bit. All right. So let's first talk about how big of a deal this eclipse is. It really is a big, big deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So like partial eclipses, which is what we've had more recently, those happen more regularly because eclipses are happening around the world like every year to 2 years, but the world's a big spot and the moon's shadow's not that big.
Correct.
So we're not often directly under it. The last time PEI had a total solar eclipse was in 1972, mm-hmm. and it won't until 2079 after this one. So for a lot of people like my age, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event.
I'm probably there with you.
Yeah, for people who are younger, they might be able to see another one in their senior years, right? And the thing is, the difference between a significant partial eclipse, like 98-99%, like we're going to have in Charlottetown, and the 100% might not sound like it's that big a deal, but that extra percent of sun that's going to be left exposed provides enough glare that you don't get the darkening effect that you're going to get for several minutes under totality, and you can't take off your glasses to look at it in the maximum. When it is completely, totally covered, if you're under the path of totality in the western parts of PEI, if you were watching the eclipse with your glasses, you would see it go black at that point when that last sliver of sunlight disappeared, and that's because what's left showing behind the moon is the outer part of the sun called the corona, which is really dim and not damaging to your eyes. And you never get to see the corona other than in photos because it's just not visible because the rest of the sun's glare block, it just diminishes it or just dominates the sky, right? It's just too dim to see the corona regularly. So that's a pretty cool effect. And then just like it getting completely dark for those few minutes of totality, which in the rest of the province, it's not going to get that dark for that while.
So we're talking like up west is your best bang for your buck.
Yeah, and you can check some of maps online, and it's kind of a line cutting from North Rustico to Bedeck, but not necessarily including those communities there. And you don't necessarily just want to go on the edge of totality because you get maybe like 20 seconds of totality. If you can get further northwest, by Summerside, it's about a minute you'll experience a totality, and further up to like O'Leary, I think it was just under 3 minutes. If you got to the northwest tip, it would be 3.5 minutes of that, you know, complete darkness, get to see the sun's corona. You get to see other stars that are in the sky. If it's dim enough, there's Jupiter and I think it's Venus will kind of be either side of the sun. So you should be able to see those in the time when it's dark too, because those stars are always there during the daytime. Right, we just can't see them because the sun's so bright. Yeah.
So just like everything else, it gets better as you go up west.
Yeah.
Essentially is what we're saying. Yeah. We did have one question here from Steven. Can you watch the eclipse wearing welding goggles or a welding shield?
Yeah, so I heard that a lot from people, and I think it's in part because the last time we had an eclipse in the 70s, that was considered to be a safe viewing method, but I think it's sort of this thing that's evolved over time. So now the advice is that you need a number 14 welding filter, and the common type is, I think, number 12 more so. So most people don't have that darkest type number 14. My guess on why the advice has changed is just that that number, the regular filter lets through more light, and with more observations, maybe people having gotten some injuries because they watched it for longer than others with that, you're risking it.
We have 50 years of research, you know.
Exactly. The advice in the early 1900s used to be to smoke glass, like get a lot of soot on it. That is also no longer like a record, right? I don't know how many eye injuries were caused by that in the past.
So. Let's go back in time and look up a few other weird things they did, right?
We've learned a lot over the years. So yeah, number 14 welding filter, eclipse glasses that have that ISO approved standard on them. And if you can't get those, make yourself a pinhole projector. You can do it with cardboard box and aluminum foil and tape. Even if you have eclipse glasses, do that. It's fun. You get to see basic physics in action. You create something and you make your own projection of the sun.
I like it. Okay. If you have a question for Megan with regards to the solar eclipse, send us a text message, 902-368-1720. Megan, we're going to do the celebration calendar right now, which is the birthday list. This is huge. Okay. I can tell how inspired you're going to be. Jamal Jafron III, a happy 11th birthday today from mom, dad, Zachary, and Russell. Charlie O'Keefe, a 10th birthday today from mom, dad, Allie, William, and Cowabunga. Also wishes from Nana and Papa. Owen Costain, grumpy, as his grandkids call him, but he's not actually a grump, we're told. Okay. He's 80 today from family and friends all over. Owen, hope it's a great day, bud. Tomorrow, Mark McDonald is 50. That's from your wife, Christy. Emma King, 17 from mom, dad, and brothers Landon and Griffin. Alexandra Wolf is 14 today from mom, dad, and the crazy standard poodle, Katie. Alex Zakem is 18 today from mom, dad, Kate, and Matthew. Ashley Doucette, happy birthday, Ashley. Lots of love from Aaron and the kids. Teddy Dykerman on the Loyalist Road is 3 today. Oh, the boys. Wesley and Orwest Hood are 64 today. Have a good day.
Happy birthday.
Wesley and Orwest.
Happy birthday to Alexandra in Charlottetown turning 14. Carla McGregor on the Vickerson Road. Brad Allen in Fortune Bridge turning 49. Happy birthday to Ben Visser. George Templeman. Now, if anyone sees George around home care and Department of Fisheries, wish him a happy birthday. Joy Snow from your brother James. Hannah Craswell celebrating a birthday. Arnold Blackear in Summerside. Love your wife, Norma. Julie Baldwin in Kincora. Julie Siliker. Owen Costain again. Emma King, happy birthday from your brothers Griffin and Landon and mom and dad. Special shout out to Tanya Craig celebrating her birthday today. She's over at the town of Stratford. Happy birthday, Tanya. Sarah Brown, a friend of mine. Hope you have a great day. Tomorrow, Maggie and Gracie Burns, twins turning 24 in Sherwood, and a wedding anniversary, Nick and Kendra in Long River. One more. Happy 34th 34th birthday, Gary Dillon. Love Hattie, Mason, and all your family.
All right, let's give away a couple of bridge passes. This is something else that we do, Megan. Oh, super fun, I know. Let's wish congratulations, happy birthday to Greg Felix and Peyton Matthews. Winners of bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge. Congratulations. We will have more with our interesting Islander, Megan Glover from the UPI Physics Department next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
And a high of 4. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, and late buses, bus 533 serving Three Oaks Family of Schools running 1 hour late, bus 630 Rodney McIsaac serving Three Oaks Family of Schools running 30 minutes late, and bus 529 Dana MacArthur serving Three Oaks Family of Schools running 30 minutes late.
Thanks, Scott. On Fridays, we're smooth as silk around here. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts. Don't forget, we're giving out a pair of tickets to Whodunit, which is coming up on Saturday, tomorrow night, at the Harborfront. What number on a bingo card is referenced as two little ducks? Did you guys know this one ahead of time?
I had no idea. No.
Okay, Scott, not a bingo guy. Jill, did you know it?
I didn't know it, but when I learned the answer, I can see. Yep, that makes sense.
It is, right? Two little ducks is 22.
Right.
I-22 is two little ducks, which is fantastic.
Okay? I-22.
A lot of people got that right today, and your names are all in the draw. Let's first give away tickets to Whodunit. Mary McBride is going. Enjoy that, Mary. And let's give away a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts to Jackie Scary. Ooh. Congratulations, Jackie. You got yourself a $100 Robin's gift card just for playing along with Darcy's Trivia. We will have more with Megan Glover ahead of the big solar eclipse, which is coming on Monday, where you can see totality on Prince Edward Island for the first time since 1972. More coming up next.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and interesting islander indeed today. Megan Glover from the UPI Physics Department is here with us, and let's talk about because. There's a big contingent of astronomy folks at UPEI as well. Like let's say just a regular run of the mill person that finds this stuff fascinating, wanted to get more info or like talk with people. How could they do that?
Yeah, so we don't necessarily offer a degree in astronomy. We have a couple of courses, so any UPEI students can look at those. But we also have our little observatory it's on the roof of Memorial Hall and a telescope in that, plus a few other telescopes. And we do try to do public events with those monthly-ish when the weather cooperates. We just finished up a winter of not working very well weather-wise, and in the summer I switched to doing daytime viewings of the sun so that we don't have to be up at midnight waiting for it to get dark. So if you look on our website, upei.ca/astronomy, you can find information about any of those events that we have. We're also on Facebook and Twitter with the same kind of information gets posted there when we're going to have an event.
Incredible. And we already kind of answered this, but I'm getting a couple more questions about using welders, helmets, and goggles. You mentioned there's a specific number that you should use.
Yeah, so it's the number 14 shade darkest one. It's not the typical one. And the advice I've seen is unless you have documentation about what filter is in your welding helmet, glasses, whatever, don't use it for the sun. Don't count on it being that actual darkest shade because it's not the typical one.
Okay, yeah. Understood. Yeah. Are there any other myths that you've been hearing from people, you know, about the eclipse?
I think the biggest one that I hear is that people think that the sun is going to get more dangerous on during the eclipse, like that it's not safe to be outside, you know, dangerous radiation compared to usual. That's not going to happen. It's the sun is dangerous any day if you want to stare at it directly. You just usually have no inclination to do that because there's nothing interesting going on. So it's kind of our behavior that becomes more dangerous during an eclipse is that we want to look at it. When it does get really dim towards almost that totality part of the eclipse, or if it's just like a little sliver of the sun, people might be able to overcome their natural instinct to not look at it because the glare is reduced. And that's when it gets dangerous, because you can look at it, you don't feel that need to squint and look away, but your back of your eye can be sustaining damage that you can't feel happening until it's gone, basically.
Okay, yeah. So on the side of caution.
Err on the side of caution, but if you don't have any interest in the eclipse, you can go about your ordinary day, being outside, going for walks, doing whatever. You just don't stare at the sun, which you don't do normally anyways.
Yeah. All right, well, let's check in right now with someone who's equally as excited about this eclipse. Tanis Bruder is our promotions coordinator, and she is on the road today. Tanis, are you there?
I am here, and I'm excited. You're right.
Yeah, I know you're excited, which is great. This is a big deal, like Megan has been mentioning all morning. And Megan has graciously brought with her some pairs of solar eclipse sunglasses. And these are the real deal. Like, these are...
Yeah, these are the ISO-certified eclipse glasses or solar viewers, whatever you want to call them.
Okay, perfect. So, Tanis, what are you going to be doing with those?
So I am in the Home Hardware parking lot in Charlottetown with 15 solar eclipse glasses, and the first 15 people who stop by here to get a pair will get a pair. Oh. It's just like that.
And one per person is what we're doing to keep it fair. Mm-hmm. Just one pair per person, and let's try and keep it orderly.
And Tanis, do people have to answer any skill testing question or sing a solar eclipse type song?
Oh,
or
my gosh.
What's the process?
Yeah, you should.
Oh, and I already have my first person pull it up right now.
Okay. Well, guess what, Tanis? We're going to let you go and let you get to work. Everybody be nice to Tanis, please. There's 15 pairs. And make sure that you're saying thanks to Megan from the UPEI Physics Department, because they're actually where it came from.
Yes. It's okay. Incredible. Thank you, Megan.
All right. Perfect. Thanks, Tanis. We'll check in with you again here soon.
Sounds good.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We'll have more with Megan Glover from the UPEI Physics Department coming up next. She's our Interesting Islander today on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
The first question everyone always seems to ask you, what career do you want to go in? Be prepared this year. Visit Forever Healthy Allergy Elimination Centers with 6 locations in Atlantic Canada. Visit Facebook or foreverhealthy.ca today.
Some rain mixed with snow ending near noon, then cloudy with a chance of showers or flurries. Winds will decrease, a high of 6 today. Tonight, mainly cloudy, that chance of rain or flurries continues, a low of +1. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy again with a chance of rain showers or flurries. Wind gusting to 40 in the morning, a high of +4. Right now, it's +1 in Summerside and in Charlottetown.
Late buses this morning. Bus 533 serving Three Oaks Family of Schools running 1 hour late. Bus 630, Rodney McIsaac, serving Three Oaks Family of Schools running 30 minutes late. And bus 529, Dana MacArthur to Three Oaks Family of Schools 30 minutes late.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. We will wrap things up with Megan Glover coming up next.
Well, I guess it would be nice.
There you go, George Michael. Love it. On a Friday, it's Faith, Ocean 100, and what a Friday it has been. I really enjoyed chatting with you today, Megan.
Thank you.
This has been fantastic. You got lots of great information ahead of the solar eclipse, and I think I'm most happiest for you, because you're going to get to experience this. This is your life's work, really.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm hoping it's that forecast of mix of sun and cloud holds, and we get a good opportunity to look at it.
I was just looking long range there to Monday, and I'm not going to say anything, but right now it's looking promising. Let's put it that way. I did get another question here from someone asking if the cardboard glasses they got at the library safe to use for the eclipse.
I would expect so. So the public library, I didn't know they were giving them out, but I know they're holding an event in Charlottetown. So I assume they've gotten a supply of safe glasses. Check them out to see if there's that ISO number that you're supposed to have on them. The other thing is, if there are good safe glasses, you won't be able to see anything but like the very brightest lights with them. So normal room lights, all of that, it should just all be black.
Okay.
If you want to check out our upei.ca/astronomy website, there is some information on the Safe Solar Eclipse Viewing that will kind of let you figure out if you've got a good brand of glasses.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And keep in mind that Tanis is on the road right now. She is at Home Hardware St. Peter's Road with a few very limited supply of the solar eclipse glasses from the UPEI Physics Department that Megan brought along so graciously. So one pair per person, and when they're gone, they're gone. There's still reports, and we're seeing all over Facebook of different businesses around town that have them still available. What are those numbers again that you should be looking for, the ISO numbers?
I can't tell you it off the top of my head, but I think if you do a Google search for eclipse glasses ISO, you'll see there's a couple of different okay. numbers. One has like a colon 2015 at the end, the other doesn't,
okay.
but make sure you've got that and basically search that information. Find it from a reputable source, like American Astronomical Society has a lot of good information so that you know you're getting the correct number.
Scott has that bookmarked. He's there all the time.
I do, yes.
All the time, really. Megan, this has been tremendous. I feel like we could have you on to talk about other things, too. So let's keep that on the back burner, and we hope to chat with you again. Thanks so much for coming in.
And should we ask Megan where on Monday, where will you be?
I don't know if I want to give her spot away. I don't. Maybe she's got
spot?
A secret watching spot.
Or maybe you can, like, is the totality like from North Rustico West sort of thing?
Yeah, and in North Rustico, it's going to be pretty short. And I've seen some updated maps that someone did that it might be just outside of totality now. So
okay.
I would go further northwest if
yep.
you can. Even the early things were saying totality in North Rustico is like 20 seconds. That might not be long enough to notice it's happened.
Oh, okay.
Take off your glasses and
gotcha.
Look at 20 or 30 seconds. So get yourself to kind of more northwest Summerside or kind of on a line there. There is a map on our eclipse website that'll give
yes.
you a rough idea and some times to tell you how long totality is for some different communities on the island. But
awesome.
So you'll definitely be in Western PEI.
Yeah, so
my
colleagues and I and a few students are going to head to a public event that's being hosted at Mill River Resort by the Charlottetown Astronomy Club and the Athena Club at a Summerside. So we're okay. if weather cooperates, we'll set up our telescopes a little bit in advance of the eclipse, hopefully
okay.
around noon, so that people can have a look. And then once eclipse time starts, we'll just start watching it with our eyes. So,
unreal.
Yeah.
Do what you will with that information, yeah. listening public.
And but that's a public event, right?
Yep. It is,
yeah.
yes. Although to get eclipse glasses, you needed to register in advance for that. But I believe Mill River can speak afterwards about how much capacity they have
okay.
to hold more people coming in.
Let's roll out the red carpet, West Prince.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one.
We're coming.
Thanks, Megan. This
You're
has
welcome.
Been awesome.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
Finished a tough chore? Wrapped up some paperwork? Got to work on